So one of the big selling points of getting our house in Port Orchard was the fact that the front room had Brittany's Christmas tree window, her like dream window, kind of a little bay window, but the whole ceiling's vaulted, goes up two stories to be able to have a nice big Christmas tree, which we got a 9-foot really nice fake one to put up there. And I don't mind putting the Christmas tree, and it's already pre-lit, but I've never really enjoyed putting on ornaments. And I know it's like some traditions, and people look at the ornaments and be like, but they just find it annoying to me. But anyway, at the first year of setting it up, I kind of let her do a big chunk of it. And then, you know, like near the end, I kind of came in to have some part in this. And I'm realizing, it's like, wait a second, like all your ornaments are like front and center, eye view, best view. And my ornaments are like down in the bottom around the back of the tree. Some of my ornaments are like on the window, facing out the window. And I'm trying to like call her on this. And she's like, well, no. You know, like she's trying to sell this. She's like, well, the ones in the window, like people are able to see. And like, you know, there's no way people are going to be able to see this stuff. So I start going around and moving my ornaments. And I even replace some of her ornaments. I'm like, oh, you think this ornament is worth being in prime location? No. So I had to move them around. So I think I ended up creating more work for myself doing that, plus annoying Brittany, than if I just would have helped starting out. But yeah, I got some of my ornaments upgraded. That's where they deserve to be. And I don't care if they didn't, my Star Trek ornament didn't match her like outdoor theme, whatever she had going on, Disney, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I wanted it the way I wanted it with a couple of my ornaments, and I got it. And maybe that's why I was never asked to help decorate the tree again.